Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I made some bad. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's a good part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Deb Calvert back on the show. Deb is a certified executive and sales coach, master of the leadership challenge. She is the author of Discover Questions. Discover Questions to Get You Connected. It's all about selling. Also, Stop Selling and Start Leading. That's one of her new books, which she co-authored. She's our good friend, Deb. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here with you and your audience.
It's great to have you back. And you know, I love talking about team building. I love talking about selling and sales teams, helping sales teams. You've been around. You haven't been around as long as I have. I mean, no one's been around as long as I have, but you've been around a couple of times. You've been around a while. You're a veteran. You paid your dues in the marketplace. You know what the score is. Is it harder today to build a sales team than it would have been, say, 20 years ago? What do you think? What is the lay of the land? What do you think?
I think not just a sales team, but any team. Like your previous guest was saying, turnover in an economy that's strong, and when loyalty to companies isn't the same as it was when I was a little younger, and at a time when people have higher expectations of their employers. Yeah, it's hard to build a team. It's hard to find the right group of people and then to keep them with you for long enough to really have everyone feel that sense of belonging.
Well, and of course, everybody, I mean, it's pretty common knowledge how corporations abused their employees over the last decade after 2008. I mean, the stories that I got and I know of are legend. But that's one thing. How companies treat their people is one thing. But let's take a good company, a company that doesn't abuse their people, that treats their people right, that cares about them, that gives them, you know, that part of this is all right. From the standpoint of the training people today and getting them working with, you know, we got multiple generations in the marketplace today. Is any of that creating extra degrees of difficulty?
I think to some extent. I also think it gets exaggerated in some cases. We've always had different generations working together in the workplace. And so what if we have these labels, Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Baby Boomer? Those differences are not as profound as we want to seem to make them. We're all different. We all bring something new. We all bring strengths and weaknesses. And that's always been the case. So I think, I don't know, societally in general, it seems like we're looking for ways to subdivide each other. So I'm not a fan of bucketing people that way and saying that that's the reason.
No, I agree with you 100% in that area. I do. But it just seems to me that one of the things, I pointed this out earlier today, and I've talked about it in the past, is sometimes there seems to be an attitude of disregarding things just because they're not new, when some of the things that are being disregarded, including some of the team building stuff, some of the stuff you're going to talk about later,
that
some of those things are fundamental. Fundamental things just because fundamental means it's been around a while doesn't mean it's old and irrelevant, right?
Absolutely not. No, we're throwing the baby out with the bathwater because of, you know, shiny new object syndrome
about. That's the thing I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's not necessary either, right? We can overextend either direction, and we shouldn't. It's always about the moderation.
Well, yeah, and so I just think, just like the previous guest, he was talking about how emotional intelligence was discovered decades ago, but it's only recently, you know, been being appreciated, and some of the other stuff that's going on, and some of the things that I see in the marketplace out there seem to be disregarded, like sales training. I mean, my goodness, there are fundamentals in selling that have never been out of date. But yet, I don't see them being used a lot these days, and I just wonder about that. I didn't know whether you'd run into that or not. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Harmony, Team Harmony. I'm going to let Deb come in on what I just said and introduce us to some ways we can do a better job with our Team Harmony. Right after the break, Deb Calvert. Deb, I need your website quickly, please.
PeopleFirstPS.com.
PeopleFirstPS.com. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.